That's the weather, and it's brought to you this morning by the folks at Brazos Valley Recycling. A simple choice, a huge impact. Check them out today at BrazosValleyRecycling.com. It's a pretty nice day out there today.
No kidding.
And again, by the weekend, don't forget, it's the big Chamber of Commerce parade coming up on Sunday.
at 80 degrees.
Hey, Kat, are you going to go to that?
Yes, I believe I'm participating.
Oh, are you? How are you participating?
Well, I'm not wearing an elf suit, if that's what you're
asking.
Well,
I think you had kind of made that promise at one point.
No, I promised not to wear an elf suit.
Oh, was that it?
I kind of remember it the other way, too, Scott.
Yeah, all right.
I don't know what's wrong with you guys. You're getting old.
Okay, all right. So anyway, so how are you going to participate?
I'll be, I think, handing out candy canes or something. I don't know. It hasn't been very thought out. I just know that I'm somehow vaguely participating.
Oh,
helping where needed, like a good Girl Scout should.
Well, you know, that's the thing, is if you put yourself in that situation, there's no telling what they might ask you to do.
Well,
I mean, then,
I trust the leadership.
Yeah, then you're, what you're going to have to do is place your future, you know, in the hands of somebody who's in charge of like the candy crew or the Peace Corps or some of those people.
I like that, the Peace Corps.
You know, actually, I'm a bodyguard Santa Claus. I've been a big fan for a long time. I take a bullet for the guy, so that's why I'm out there. I'm there to protect
Santa. Why do we have
Santa?
Take a bullet for Santa Claus?
Yeah, I would. Why not?
You're like the Santa Claus Secret Service?
I am. That's exactly what I'm going to be. I'm only posing. Now, don't tell anyone.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And maybe you should cut this part out with our time thingy.
Yeah, the delay.
Yeah.
The time thingy. I like that.
I'll be giving out candy, but really, you know why I'm really there.
Yeah. All right. Well, that'll be fun. Now, what time did they tell you to get there? Do you know?
They have not told me.
Ah, see? Yeah.
I'm just trying to figure out if I can eat the potluck fish fry at my church in time before I have to be at this parade.
So many things to do.
So many obligations.
Yeah, so
I'm a very
time.
Popular woman.
Yeah, so little time. All right.
I'd gladly trade you.
Yeah. Y'all are busy this weekend.
Do you have a...
Oh, I'm swamped.
When is the other Bigfoot story happening, or was that it during Jethro Trivia?
Yeah, that was Jethro Trivia. The whole idea that Frank Sashinsky has this undeniable videotaped proof that he says he does.
Well,
okay, so
do you have time for me to play for you my videotaped proof?
I think that'd be just fine.
This is directly from North Carolina.
I tried to call him. Instead of them, him. This thing was 10 foot tall. He had beautiful hair. I come out here and rough talked him and run him off. And I said, get away from here. Get. Get! And he went right back out that path again. He looked like he had six fingers on each hand.
If you saw the picture he was drawing, it looks like either a homeless Jesus or an evil Santa or something. It just looks.
Is he Ken?
No.
Oh. How long ago was that?
That was from 2010.
Oh.
I think.
He had beautiful hair.
Beautiful hair.
And six fingers.
In my family, we always say that I've rough talked him and run him off.
Now, see, rough talk. See, now, how do you rough talk a Sasquatch? I mean,
just like anything.
Wow.
It's any Southern person yelling to anything out in the
is
yard.
That
go
it?
On now.
Okay.
Get out of here.
Oh,
go
is that
on.
It? Oh, I see. It's like
now,
if you're
go
shooing
on.
A dog.
Yeah.
Really? Wow.
Get on out, jump.
There you go. Louisiana woman got a visit from the police after she put a Christmas. A Christmas design on her roof, which basically was the one-fingered salute.
What?
Yep. Sarah Henderson.
Merry Christmas, y'all.
Yeah, Sarah Henderson told police she intentionally fashioned the lights on her roof as a direct message to her neighbors.
Oh, my gosh.
With whom she's had an ongoing dispute. No word on the nature of what that beef
that's
is.
That's in Christmas spirit.
You know it, but police said the display was in violation of obscenity laws and had to come down.
Man. She's got the flying fickle finger of fate
that's
on her
for
roof.
Sure. Yeah. I would have been like, man, one of the bulbs burnt out and then half the string
Yeah,
left.
No, I saw a picture
it's
of it.
It's actually a reindeer's antler.
No, it's you can tell. But Sarah went along with that because she wanted to avoid the fine. But then the ACLU got involved, of course, citing a federal court ruling that defines the middle finger as an expression of protest.
Free speech.
Every bit protected by the First Amendment is thumbing your nose of the Bronx cheer. So there.
What's the Bronx cheer? That's it?
We both did it.
Yeah.
That's not a bad word.
No, it's not, but it's a disrespectful type of thing. And again, consider,
so the Bronx cheer is the same as a raspberry?
Yeah, something like that. Consider over time, okay? There's not really anything that's similar to the middle finger, but nonetheless. So anyway, she puts up the display again. Police only say they'll approach it when and if it happens. They're not saying what they will do, but nonetheless. And like I say, when I saw it, there's not any doubt. It's not like that. So the mother of a Kentucky high school student has filed a complaint against a teacher who wrote, "You can't be a Democrat and go to heaven." Wrote it on her classroom whiteboard. The teacher wrote the statement the week after the November 6th elections. The week of the election, the teacher made remarks against same-sex marriage. The student whose mother complained told the teacher that she was offending people, but the teacher responded by telling the student she would someday have to take her parents to the emergency room and watch them die because the president's health care reform law, commonly known as Obamacare.
Yeah, when people tell you you're offended, do you just want to say, "Well, I'm offended that you're offended"?
Yeah, the teacher hasn't commented to the media, but the district said that her comments and the writing on the board violated district policy, and that they would address that issue with her. The schools in Laurel County, where registered Republicans outnumbered Democrats by 3-1, and Romney won by a big margin, like 18,000 to 3,000, but nonetheless. Thinking you probably don't want to be doing that.
You know, I wonder if our show's pretty offensive. I was thinking about that the other day.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm not worried about it.
Gosh, I hope so.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I'm sorry.
That's just the curmudgeon in me.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm not going to lose any sleep over that. Now, I saw this story yesterday on Channel 13. This is pretty interesting, that there are hackers hacking into hotel rooms now.
Ooh.
String of burglaries in Texas all have the same pattern. Burglars taking advantage of a bug in key card locks used in hotel room doors. Security experts expect more to follow, given the model of lock in question is used in about 4 million hotel rooms worldwide.
Conceal carry.
Oh, yeah. That'll help you.
Stop that problem right now.
This all started in July when Mozilla software developer Cody Brocious made the flaw public at the Black Hat Hacker Conference.
Mm.
His intent was to publicize it so that hotels and the lockmaker, Onity is the name of it, O-N-I-T-Y, would fix the problem. Well, they didn't. Even though Forbes magazine wrote about it at the time, this was back in July. Now Forbes is reporting that the burglars have refined his technique, building what amounts to their own master key for about $50.
Wow.
We're talking the Houston Hyatt, okay? The Houston Hyatt. It's in downtown, I'm guessing.
Yeah, it is.
Has filled a hole in the vulnerable locks with glue, but a longer-term fix remains unclear. It'll be expensive, and there is a dispute over whether Onity or the hotels using the locks must pay for the upgrade.
Wow.
I don't see how Onity has to pay for it unless there was some sort of a guarantee in their contract. I mean, technology has made those locks non-usable, then that's pretty much Onity's problem. They're going to have to modernize or they're going to go away. But anyhow, that's where that is today. So the name of the company, again, is Onity. And, you know, if you're going to be traveling, check into a hotel, you might ask them if they've got those kind of locks.
Something to consider for sure.
It is. And they showed the guy on Channel 13 yesterday explaining the device. And, you know, it's about the size of a cigarette package. And you just hold it up there and it clears it. Hello?
Yeah, not to be offended or anything, but last week I hadn't had a chance to call you guys and tell you I want to give my thanks to Kat for, I guess you'd say, giving me a new word in my vocabulary.
Uh-oh. What was it?
Well, never realized the significance of the term impacted until she came up with it.
Oh, yes, that's exactly right.
I can't take credit. It was a grammar teacher who taught me, so.
I have never, I guess you'd say, looked at it that way until I heard her.
You were impacted by that.
Can't get it out of my mind.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
Oh, my gosh.
So there. See, you have to remember how you impact people on this show, so to speak.
Talking somebody's morning constitution.
Just saying.
Oh, my God. It is the holiday season, and it really pays to visit Allen Honda now during Happy Honda Days. 0.9% for up to 60 months for your new 2012 Civic and 2012 Crosstour. And for up to 60 months, percent rate is 1.9 on the popular Honda 2012 Ridgeline. Allen's got your Honda, so there's no need to wait. A great buying experience and rates that are great. As this year comes to an end, Allen Honda has good reason to give thanks to all and wish all a Merry Christmas season.
November is National Hospice Month, and Hospice Brazos Valley is honored to have positively impacted thousands of lives with a commitment to clinical excellence and unwavering compassion. Hospice Brazos Valley provides peace of mind with a plan of care to meet the individual needs of each patient and family. As the only nonprofit hospice in the communities we serve, Hospice Brazos Valley is thankful for your support. To support our mission, visit hospicebrazosvalley.org.
Every year, my holiday shopping list keeps growing, but my budget sure doesn't. That's why Half Price Books is my destination for one-stop holiday shopping. It's simple, really. Since almost everything's half price or less, I can be twice as thoughtful for gifts where the thought really counts. It's easy to find things that'll tap into anyone's favorite passion, a wonderland packed with gifts from the past to the future. Yep, from kids to grandparents, from books on hobbies to great music and movie box sets, great games and books for the kids, those one-of-a-kind treasures you may not find anywhere else. Heck, even an array of new vinyl LPs, electronics, even turntables that turn the classics into CDs. Or send someone on their own treasure hunt with a gift card. A $25 gift card gets a $5 bonus card for your own thoughtful self to come back and use in January. So hurry to Half Price Books for all your holiday shopping. On University, just off the bypass next to PetSmart and Michaels. Find out more at halfpricebooks.com.
Oh, I pushed that button, but I didn't push the other one. So it's all right. It's okay. It's all right. 851, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Okay, today's nominee for your Criminal Mastermind of the Week.
Brought to you from Florida, please.
No, it's not. It's from Kentucky. I don't know what that's about.
Ooh, Kentucky.
All right, here we go. Where police say a man tried to sell stolen jewelry back to the same store from which he'd stolen it. That's not very bright.
No.
Excuse me. Employees immediately recognized the gold chains, kept the perp occupied while the co-worker called police. Police arrived, they found the stolen jewelry in his car worth about $20,000. Key observation from the store manager, when asked why the guy tried to sell the stolen merchandise back to the same store, he said the thief's argument didn't seem to, quote, work properly. The jewelry didn't work properly? It's jewelry. What's it supposed to do? All right. Here's our Florida story.
He got rough-talked.
Florida man is, yeah, facing criminal charges after threatening his neighbor with a knife and a chainsaw. Police in Stuart, Florida say the man, after an initial argument, 28-year-old Stephen Bates, went home and brought back the chainsaw but was unable to get it started. So what, is he standing there rough-talking the guy and, you know, kneels down to start up the chainsaw and it won't start? I mean, you got to hate that. He apparently was mad at his neighbor. His neighbor had bought his brother's truck? Wow. Man. Things are a little strange over there in Florida.
Hey, yes, they are.
Let's take a minute to talk about Christmas angels, okay? Make you feel a little bit better.
There you go.
Absolutely. The Christmas Angels toy drive has started. It's at both Blue Baker locations, the one on University, and Dominic, you're over there, right?
I will be there today.
Oh, you're there today?
Starting at 11 o'clock,
all
yes,
all right,
sir.
That's it. And each angel has a local child's name, age, and their Christmas wish. So stop by. What time are you going to be there?
Starting at 11.
All right. So go see Kevin at 11 o'clock at the Blue Baker. Which one this time?
You're on. I'll be on University broadcasted live.
There you go. Shop for the gift. You take the angel, shop for the gift, wrap it, and return it to the trees. And we'll make sure that the kiddo gets the Christmas gift in time. Now, if you don't have time to stop in, you can always go online at mychristmasangels.com. That's plural now, mychristmasangels.com, and you can make the selection that way. And, you know, we will take money if you want us to go do the shopping, but I think lots of folks enjoy doing the shopping themselves.
And they are the kids are vetted.
Yeah, they are, absolutely. We make sure that these kids are not on any other list. So do that. Go by and see Kevin today at University Drive location. But it's Blue Baker, and we thank them for, again this year, sponsoring the deal.
Yay!
Okay, so now Charlie Sheen has weighed in on this Angus T. Jones meltdown.
Oh, Angus T. retracted his
statements. Yeah, I know. Now, see, wow. Because, you know, we talked about that yesterday and how he said that, you know, it's a terrible show and you shouldn't watch it. If you're watching it, please stop. Now, Charlie says that it's radically clear to me that the show is cursed, end quote.
Of course it is.
Yeah, of course. But again, Angus T. Jones, it's the kid who plays the, you know, the half man, if you will, had referred to it as filth and asked people to stop watching it. Then he does a lengthy apology yesterday, going through all that. What's interesting is he will not appear in the next two episodes that are being filmed, which are airing in the new year. But his absence from the show is purely coincidental, they said, and has nothing to do with his comments.
Just the way it was written?
Yeah, I guess. So what do you think? I mean, you got any thoughts on this? It's just, I find it very bizarre.
It's a horrible show. I mean, we talked about it. It used to be really funny.
Right.
And now it is pretty filthy.
Yeah, it's pretty filthy, that's for sure. And you don't want to sit there with your kiddos. And again, it's just, you know. What's unfortunate is it was well written and well done, and then they did that to it. And there didn't seem to be any reason to. But
And I think he called a spade a spade.
Yep, that's it. But now he retracts it. And I don't know when the timing was. I don't know when he did the first announcement or the first pronouncement. I mean, it hit the internet. Last couple of days, but I don't know when he recorded it.
Entirely possible it was after his accountant called and went, hello. Yep.
Well, if you remember, Jason Alexander had gotten a spokesman's gig for Kentucky Fried Chicken and then decided one day he was going to talk about how the KFC people were mistreating chickens. And I believe that was the last day that he was the spokesperson for KFC. So, you know, that's fine if you want to wrap yourself up in that.
But, you want to know some KFC trivia?
Oh, boy, this scares me. Go ahead.
My great-granddad looked exactly like Colonel What's-His-Name. And so people always thought he was the KFC guy, but he wasn't.
Oh, okay.
So it's not actually KFC
no,
trivia.
No, it's not trivia. Yeah, it's really it. Hey, big TV. Big TV story of the day, the New York Times. It says that former NBC bigwig Jeff Zucker expected to be named the new president of CNN.
Really?
CNN's got, they've been having some problems, as we well know. They're audience has been going away in droves. Jim Walton will be stepping down from the top spot. So Zucker, who is now working on Katie Couric's syndicated daytime talk show, liable to be taking that.
Their international coverage is better than anybody else's.
Yeah, I would agree. And again, when things happen in a small market, in a small area, they do a good job. Fox is a mile wide, but they're an inch deep. You know, if you've got something that happens in Idaho, boy, there's no telling who the anchor is going to be. But, CNN does a great job of that. Okay, do we care enough about the Blues Brothers to actually have a TV show?
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, sorry.
No.
Canadian-based production company Reunion Pictures has picked up the project. It'll be pitched to Canadian TV.
Oh, wow.
Idea of the TV show based on a film reportedly written by John Belushi's former wife, Judy, who wrote the pilot with several Saturday Night Live writers. This is what's sad, is that Dan Aykroyd will be back as Elwood.
How old is he?
That's kind of what I was thinking. I'm not sure.
I mean, that might not be sad.
He's old. He's too old to be doing the Blues Brothers, I think. He's going to have to shuffle pretty slowly. Let's see what else we got going on. Oh, Saturday Night Live upcoming host, December 1st, will be Daniel Craig.
Wow. Really?
That's what it says.
That's
here.
A big get.
Yeah, December 8th, Jamie Foxx with Neo.
Another big. Oh, he caused a bunch of turmoil.
Yes, he did, didn't he?
Compared Obama to God.
Are you serious?
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
Our Lord and Savior, Obama.
Our Lord and Savior, Barack Obama. He said that. And December 15th, Martin Short will be the host, and Paul McCartney will be the guest.
Martin Short was so not funny when he was here.
Yeah, and they paid him like $100,000 to be here.
He was
right?
awful.
Well, you know, again, just mailing it in. Always appreciate when that happens. Rolling Stones got fined. Hear about that?
Uh-oh.
Yep, see, any show that runs at the O2 Arena in London has to end at 10:30.
Noise ordinance.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's a residential area. Well, they were late getting on. They were 30 minutes late getting on, and so the last encore didn't happen until 11:05. So, let me see, they had...
Who was the band?
The Rolling Stones. Oh, I don't know if you've heard of them or not.
I thought you were talking about the magazine.
No, yeah, no,
I was confused.
No, that's it.
Okay.
They had to pay $320,000. I'm guessing they did. That's okay. Don't worry about it. Okay. Anyhow, on this date in history in 1520, after navigating through the South American Strait, three ships under the command of Ferdinand Magellan reached the Pacific, became the first European explorer to be able to do that. 1991, in a panic, a California turkey carver called the Butterball Turkey Line, screaming that there was no breast meat on her butterball. They said, turn it over.
There you go.
Yeah.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
So that's what happens when you work too long.
That's true. Things 1991, like that. In Waco, guy walked into a Circle K store after first diverting the clerk's attention by putting a $20 bill on the counter, asked for change. When the register opened, the robber pulled a gun and demanded all the money. The clerk gave him everything he had. $15. Oh, wait, it gets worse. The robber ran out, leaving the $20 bill.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I remember that story.
That's
I love
funny.
That. Nothing like having